Oh, nose breath guy. Like, good lord, about, buddy.
You said nose breath or like the snort sniffler that's constantly.
guy with the bouncy knees.
What are you on, a Peloton bike, sir? This is 11 o'clock mass.
Dude, me and my dad were at 7 o'clock mass. This guy's feet.
TG74.
Pretty good offensive line number, but not better than 77, which is the GOAT offensive lineman number.
Yeah, 74 could be a tackle, but also could weirdly be a guard that you don't trust.
You think... Dude, guard's got to be 60, bro. Yeah. 62 guard, bro. Nobody's getting past him.
The 68 guard?
Oh, all pro. Hall of Fame.
This is what, if we ever coach a football team, we would assign the numbers to our kids and not based on, you know, how some coaches would just like to be a dick or whatever. You want 34, so they give you like 43 or whatever. Yeah. We're like, no. Your lineman, we see a left guard, 68.
Dude, you're so 68. 68 energy. People just have 68 energy.
Yep.
Yeah, you're so right about 77. Left tackle, oh. Building a franchise around that guy.
He's 6'7". You're just like,
Just the double sevens is just, it just looks so good.
It looks like slim on him, but also like, oh, that guy could hurt me, you know? Yep. Like, oh, uh-huh. there's something scary about him.
74, these guys, because sports are our life. sorry about last week, everybody. Impromptu little trip for me and the fam. And we're in and out of my in-laws' RV, and I didn't trust the Wi-Fi, and we had two kids running around, and it just didn't work out. So, we're back.
Myrtle Beach got to be the most family vacation of all time.
Very family vacation, very family fun. Literally a mini golf course on every corner.
Perfect.
Every street corner, every block, every street corner, mini golf, and they're all packed.
I don't doubt that for a second. That's the most. I would play putt putt every single day, and never get sick of it.
We need to get you on, like, because they have like fancier putt putt places. I'm pretty sure to where it's really? Like it really is like miniature golf. I'm pretty sure to where that could be your golf. Because I'm never gonna get you out to golf, but we do like a fancier putt putt.
Now that'd we're in be business. Fun. Like golfing with the boys, but it's just me and you playing putt-putt. Oh,
yeah. We could dress up like the old-time golfers, you know?
I'm so down. This takes 25 minutes. All right, see ya.
Yeah, wouldn't it be like, I mean, it could also be funny to do it at like Rascal's Fun Zone, but I know that there's like special places. I'm pretty sure they're making like top golfs of mini golf. I'm pretty sure that's out there.
Oh, my God. I'm so there. I will buy, like, the membership. You know, weird people have memberships to, like, Topgolf. Like, that's me, dude, for mini golf. 4 times a week. What'd you do last night? Just working on my game, dude.
Just got in a quick 30. You don't call it a quick. You don't call it a quick 9. You just call it a quick 30. You know, it takes, like, 30 minutes.
Hit the back 15 last night.
Let's push some tickies real quick.
Let's push tickies. Push some tickies.
Well, we got everybody pushing tickies. Get your tickies. Buffalo, April 17th. Detroit, April 24th. Kansas City, May 2nd. Twin Cities, May 7th. Chicago, May 15th. Green Bay, May 16th. Official JoeyMolinaro.com. All of my bio, my website. Ben, go.
That was clean, dude. Des Moines, March 21st. This Thursday. Hartford, April 18th. Omaha, May 1st. Tickets. Tickets, BenedictPlitzy.com or in the description below. PushingTickies.com. We're getting kind of good at that.
Pushing tickies. Like we're pros. Got the Caitlin Clark on for old Des Moines. Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Hell yeah.
This jersey was like $800. I was like, gotta do it. Because I pigeoned myself into wearing a jersey into every city.
Do it for the bit.
Do it for everything's for the bit. Everything ever.
That's if they ever make a documentary about me and you one day when we're like 80, I think it should be called For the Bit.
For the Bit. Bits and Tits.
Bits and Tickies.
Bits and Tickies with Joy Joy and Benny. Who's not watching? Who's not watching? Bits and Tickies, bro. Bits and Tickies. Bits and Tickies. I had also kind of sounds things. Like
a. It kind of sounds like a breakfast, like brunch spot, like a trendy breakfast brunch spot.
So, like Bits and Tickies later.
not even the full tickies, just Bits and Ticks.
Bits and Ticks for brunch. Oh my god, Bits and Ticks.
B's and T's for B's and G's.
Mimosas at Tux. Mimosas at Bits and Tux.
I had a real ass, like a real one, like a real brunch down in Myrtle Beach.
Let's talk, bro. Just tell me all the details.
Man, there's this place in Myrtle Beach. It's called the Blueberry Grill. Blueberry's Grill. And it's phenomenal. It has a great outdoor spot. And it's like right at the front of like, it's not an outlet mall, but it's like a shopping like area where there's a bunch of shops and whatnot.
Love
it. It's like right at the front. You would love it. But it's so good, man. The food's so good. And we went there on Friday at like 11:30 and I got an omelet and a mimosa.
Perfect. No bread. No bread. You're eating clean, ready to go on vacation.
I had home fries, like the home potatoes, cube potatoes,
tater tots.
No, not tater tots. Like
I don't know the difference between home fries and tater tots.
Yeah, you do. Tater tots are tots. They're like the cylinder, you know.
Mm.
And home fries are more the squared, like the cubed. They kind of look like Arby's curly fries if they were in square shape.
Okay. I kind of thought those were all tater tots, but I feel you.
So good. Now you got tater tots, you got home fries, you got
hash browns.
I always got to make sure. I specifically have to ask the waiter or waitress. I would say, okay, now you say hash browns here. What are we talking? Are they cubed? Or are
what
they,
division?
I have to make sure. I'm like, because I want the cubed. Do you have the country cubed? Do you have the cubed potatoes? The home fries?
Yeah.
Because sometimes I've got people where they're like, it's hash browns. I'm like, okay. And then they come out and it's just the stringy potatoes with the brown on top all mixed in. You know, it's hash browns.
Those are the Waffle House. That's Waffle House. Yeah. Just looks like a bunch of like ocean fungus on your plate. And you're like,
yeah. Guess I'm having some coral reef for breakfast.
Sounds good to me. Those do kind of hit, dude. With the ketchup just all over. Oh my god.
No, I've had my fair share of hash browns. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, you get the pepper on there. You get the hash browns. Maybe even a little bit of the hot sauce from your eggs kind of squeaks over in there.
Some of the eggs are getting in there too, and you're like, don't mind if I do.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Get in there. Have fun. Come on. I'm not mad if you accidentally sprinkle yourself in there, eggs.
The whole plate is like, it's like a workouting, you know? It's like everybody's kind of separated at first, but hey, let's mingle a little bit.
Yeah.
Come on. Hey, let's bump some shoulders. Let's get some hips twisting.
It's the beginning of a middle school dance, you know? You're like, oh, kind of awkward. Then... Yeah. Get Low comes on, and what do you know? We're having fun.
Right. How is my fork accidentally going to, you know, bump a potato into my egg so we can get this party started? Just like,
yeah,
when's...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When's the... when's the, you know, the crazy kid who drinks a bunch of Mountain Dew, when is he going to, like, go take his shirt off and run in the middle of the girls?
Come on.
And then we can break the ice.
It's always one of us nudging them. Put some egg in those hash browns. Come on.
I was always kind of that guy though. Like in middle school.
You were the stirrup guy?
I was breaking ice. I was stirring.
I wasn't stirrup till like after middle school. Like high school I was starting to stir up, but in middle school I wasn't there yet. I didn't know what to do.
That's fair. I went kind of the opposite. I was big stirrup like middle school, late middle school, early high school. And then I kind of like, I was like, I don't think people like that too much. I'm going to take a step back here, actually.
I don't think people like it too much. Dude, stir up example real quick. Freshman year, all the hot girls were sitting, we're at the, in the RCA Dome state championship. All the girls are sitting in one spot. All the guys want to scrambled eggs with the hash browns mix in there with the girls. Yeah, yeah. And they're like, how do we get over there? And I was like, all right, just let me handle this real quick. Good atmosphere. I'm wearing a shirt that says I heart Jason Warner. I'm feeling it. Dude, there's a row of girls and I just home plate dive onto all their laps.
In the seats?
Yeah, dude. And bro, they're like, oh my God, what the hell? And I was like, I took the bullet. Boys, come on.
Look at you.
Dr. Stirrup.
You didn't land on any armrests or anything?
Dr. Stirrup. I just kind of took it. I took the blows. I was like, we need this. We need this. I don't care. If I get bruised ribs, like it's for the bit.
It's worth it. Yeah. Because, you know, they were waiting. They're always waiting. Yeah, they're waiting for the potato to come over to the eggs.
Right. Like, it's a. Either way, you're going to have to do it at some point. So let's just do it.
That was me in middle school. I was like, what the fuck? Let's just fucking go. Let's go. Come
on.
Can
we get this rocking and rolling? What do we do? We're wasting our time here.
We got like an hour left until, you know, Jordan's mom's going to pick us up. So we gotta get it going.
We're on the clock, honey.
Absolutely. So
what if I waited until the fourth quarter to do that?
Nah, then it's over.
Yeah, dude.
Literally.
First quarter dive.
Yeah. Yeah, because then there's no worse regret, you know, than like, oh, yeah, major move with 30 minutes left to go in the party, and then all of a sudden, oh, sorry, Ryan's mom's here, now we gotta leave, I guess I'll talk to you on AIM.
God, that happened a lot, though, didn't it, where you didn't make the move till too late?
It would always kill me, because, like, I know if I, like, told my dad about it, he'd be like, what's the worst that could happen? And you're like, I should have done it in the first quarter!
It's true. That's hard. That's like you got to learn your lesson at least one time with that.
But the
after AIM chat, not bad.
Not bad.
Because it's still heating up. It's heating up in the car on the way to your house. You're like,
hey, dude, sometimes if it's like you're weirdly old enough, you know, if it was like eighth grade shit, you'd be like, maybe there's potential we could sneak out.
Oh, like, my God.
Are we dropping the sneak out bomb on her? Test the waters?
This sneak out's crazy. They got to live kind of close.
Like, you're not crossing like a major street, but like, there's a stoplight there at the end.
Dude, what about your friend that's all about the sneak out?
Oh my God.
Like he does it too much.
You bet.
Are we sneaking out? He's like,
bro,
dude.
You'd have buddies, and then you'd have houses that you're going to where you literally have to upfront be like, okay, it's not happening. Don't bring it up. They have a security. They have a security system. It's not happening.
You know, sneak out house when you go in one. You're like, this is sneak out house.
Dude, but then some of these motherfuckers, these kids, like, you would think that you'd be like, all right, got all bases covered. Like, they know it's not an opportunity. But then, like, earlier in the night, they'd be like, yeah, I opened up the basement window. Before the parents set the alarm, we're good.
Dude, that's what I'm looking for when I'm like that age. Like in high school, I'll go to a house and go in the basement and be like, this is a sneak out house. There's a door down here.
Oh.
If there's a door in the basement.
The parents are practically inviting you to do it.
Anything goes.
Absolutely.
Door in the basement, bro. Crazy.
I was just thinking, I was thinking about not too long ago though how like absolutely screwed Frankie is in terms of that. Like we have cameras at the front and the back,
yeah.
On the side. We've got Ring. Everybody has Ring now.
Bro's
like you're
done.
Not getting out.
Do you have Ring on the back door?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Ring really messed up the game. Big time cock block Ring.
It's over. Like if he wants to make something happen, he's going to have to like, pull Pops aside and be like, hey, this is the situation. Can you help cover for me with mom?
You might just know, like, if the ring gets disconnected, Frankie. You get an alert on your phone, Frankie's out. ring disconnected.
I know your ass didn't ever try this, but I did. Like, I was always of the mindset that, like, honesty is the best policy. Like, you're going to have a better chance to get away with something if you're just upfront with your parents about it than, like, trying to connive around it and then find out. So do you ever do that, like, with your folks? Like, sometimes I would straight up, there's a couple times where I was like, one of my friends had a girl, like, that lived in the same neighborhood that I lived in. And I'd be like, hey, like, I know it's like 11:30, but, like, they live in the same neighborhood. Do you care if such and such just goes over there? They'll be back in like an hour and a half.
Really? Wow. For the boys, you did that? What a soldier, dude.
Never worked because my mom was always like, absolutely not. They're under our roof. You know, but my dad would be like, all right, I mean, I'll hear you out.
Your dad listening to the whole game plan then saying no.
Kind of game planning with us just to get absolutely destroyed by my mom.
Yeah. Dude, that's a G, bro. Your dad's such a G for that. Down ass homie. But no, because I'd always get the straight up no. Like, I'd get the no before I even started talking. So I was like, I'm going to have to sneak it. It's just, what else am I going to do? Can we? No.
Yeah.
All right. Why'd I even ask?
Credit to my parents. They always at least, like, heard it out, you know?
That's nice. That's nice of them.
I think partially because they wanted to be like, listen to yourself and how stupid you sound. So do you think that we're going to say yes to that?
My mom would be like, if you guys go to bed early, maybe you can go over there in the morning at like 10 a.m. If you help me with the groceries and cut the grass and clean the garage before that, I'd be like, God damn it, dude.
But you're like, mom, it's over. What, 10 a.m.? What? That loses all its luster.
But in her mind, she's like, that's fine. And I'm like, 10 a.m.
What are we going to do at a girl's house at 10 a.m., mom?
That's what I'm saying to her. And she's like,
better than nothing. Take it or leave it.
Right, dude. But no way we're going over there. Bro, I could go over. I was never allowed to go to a girl's house, bro. No chance. No chance. Even in broad daylight, mom would be like, what are you doing over there?
What do you think I'm doing, mom?
That won't, dude. One time, I think I told you this. I was at my dad's with a girl, and we were just sitting there on the couch watching something. He goes, can you guys play basketball outside or something? What are you doing sitting around? He goes, go shoot some hoops. This is weird. I was like, all right. Jesus Christ.
But even then, you're like, okay, that probably, like, this kind of helps me. Like, it was getting a little weird anyways. At least we're outside, like, away from dad.
I was waiting for the makeout and shit. It was weird. You know, you're, like, trying to plan the kiss.
Both of you watching a movie when you none of you watching anything.
My buddy's calling me every 17 seconds because we're doing a fantasy football draft and I'm not even in it. He's like, yo, all right, we're in round two. You can pick between. I'm like, dude, can you just shut up? I'm trying to like kiss. That was actually happening. I was walking around the dining room. I was like, pick up John Brown, I guess. I don't know.
Larry Fitzgerald. Come on.
He's off the board. Ugh, fuck. So many things happening, dude.
Dude, so I went to Mass over the weekend.
Wow.
First time in a bit.
Vacation Mass slaps.
No. We came back. It was my nephew's baptism. And so we're there and, you know, it's a baptism. So me and my family, my kids and my wife, we're not like in suits and super fancy, but like we're dressed up for church. Church, right? Man, I get there. And the attire that I saw at this place was absolutely disgusting.
What church?
I don't know if I should shout it out like that.
Come on.
It's a Southside church, not one that we grew up in, but it's a Southside one.
Put it out there, man. They gotta let the people know.
Bro, I mean, whole families and hoodies.
Slumming.
Sweatpants.
What time?
A baseball jersey.
Who was it?
Matt Chapman, I think, from the A's.
That's so fried. What do you think for church, honey? Chapman?
Dude, everywhere I looked, we were in by far the minority of people who looked presentable in church. I was like, I know that I haven't been a regular at Mass for a while. Still proud of my Catholic faith. Still do what I need to do. But like, isn't there a line? What happened? What happened?
People,
dude, sweatpants?
The Saturday night crowd took over.
Have some respect. Not dude, only for God, but even for yourself.
Jeans. I couldn't even wear jeans growing up.
Dude, right? Khakis only.
If I wore jeans, if I came down the stairs in jeans, my dad would send my ass right. He'd look at me like this. Where do you think dude, you're going? A hoedown? That's what he would say. Where do you think you're going to the sock hop?
Dude, sweatpants, fucking on cloud shoes, and a Adidas hoodie. Ew. Like, you're pissing me off.
These aren't even Kmart clothes, bro. These aren't even Walmart sneak out 1 a.m. clothes you're wearing. You're wearing these to church? Get a life. These are clean your garage clothes you got on.
Exactly. And look, I'm not asking for everybody to wear a suit and tie every Sunday to church. I get it. All right. I get it. Now, the older I get, the more I'm like, I think I kind of want to do that because I feel like a schmuck if I show up in a pair of blue jeans and a fucking cuts black shirt. Like,
ew.
Grow up.
Tighten it up.
You know? But again, like, not every Sunday, but give me some khakis. Give me a polo shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a long sleeve with like a couple buttons undone. I mean, something, man.
Looks good, yeah.
You can't go wrong with that.
A polo with your team on it even would be nice, you know?
During football season, khakis and a Colts polo? Fine.
Khaki, hey, Oregon State Beaver right there. Hey. Orange one. How hard would that go? Dude, you're just the guy that wears all the team polos. Iowa State Cyclones.
Alleluia. Oh, another dude. So I'm pissed off already because I'm looking at all of these just hobos at church.
Yeah.
But then behind me,
oh no,
there's this guy that's like, apparently it's a fucking contest to see who can respond first after everything that Father says.
People are so weird. What was the, like, rip it real quick? What was he?
You know, Father would get up there and, you know, peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Yeah, right. You know that, and with your spirit part, I would be like, and I raise the hands, and with your spirit, and this guy's already, and with your spirit. I was about to look around. My sister's sitting behind me. It's their home church. I'm like,
home,
you got some planning to do.
Home church advantage, bro. That home church.
I fell out of it. I did. I was like, they're making me go on the silent count here. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Rattled by the crowd. Yeah. Holy shit.
Just the quick responses on everything, single time.
There's a character in every church. Old quick responder, old singing loud lady. There's everybody, bro.
Old fake singer like my mom.
No noise coming out?
No, she doesn't put on a show like that at all. For our visual and subscribe on YouTube, these guys...
These guys G's on YouTube.
She has a book. And she.
So funny. So funny, bro.
And so she's the looking.
Eye, the eyes going everywhere. just covering all the bases real quick.
I'm like, she's acting like she's looking at us to keep an eye on us. Nah, she's looking at all the other shit.
Fake singer's not bad. She stays under the radar. Loud singer, come on. You got wedgie guy.
I remember the video you did. Yeah, that was a really good one.
Yeah. Guy, family that's got to sit in the front. Fakest family ever.
That was my grandpa.
Oh, really? Your grandpa's a real one, though. But the, you know that family, you're like, bro, come on.
Right. Yeah, you're like, I've seen you at Gallagher's, dude. I know what's going on here.
They got fake family written all over them. Got the two dogs.
The dad that sings like very powerfully, like thinks he's in the choir, really belts it out.
Take a break, Mr. Andrews. Take a playoff.
Don't want to be in front of that guy. The Lord is my shepherd. Okay. All right.
Guy that when he kneel, nose breath guy. Like, good Lord, about, buddy.
You said nose breath or like the snort sniffler that's constantly.
guy with the bouncy knees.
What are you on, a Peloton bike, sir? This is 11 o'clock mass.
Dude, me and my dad were at 7 o'clock mass. This guy's feet.
That's all you can hear.
Dude, my dad looks at him. My dad nudges me, looks at him, and goes, hey, he plays defense.
He's a foot fires.
He's just ready to get in a back pedal, bro.
Get him up. Yeah. You do forget, like, when you go back to mass or like a place where you grew up or near it, you see a lot of people and you're like, God, I gotta be so strategic on how I walk out of here. So I don't
especially you, bro, because when people see you in church, you're probably taking a little bit of shine away from Father. Not even gonna lie, you probably got your own meet and greet after church, bro. You better dip.
No, that's what was great about baptism is we had to stay for my nephew's baptism. So like we were fifth quarter dogs. We were staying.
Oh wow,
we had the post game show on the ride.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Every post-game show, welcome to the Colts fifth quarter huddle.
Why do I always... Dude, I feel like post-game shows last forever.
Oh, my God.
Like, if the Colts play at 1 o'clock and the game's over at 4, the post-game is on until the next day at, like, 3 a.m. I'm like, well, they will be talking about the Colts if I turn on the radio. It's kind of, like, nice. I'm like, well, they're still talking about them. It's not over yet. The radio's still talking about them.
Because usually these teams are on like a network, so they're syndicated. You know, so they'll have like 1 hour or 2 hours of the network post game show, you know, and then McDonald's buys a sponsorship for the local hour, and the host just can't wait to tell you about that, Say hello to all our friends in Sycamore, Seymour, Columbus. We'll talk to you next week. We got the local hour of the McDonald's sixth quarter huddle coming up next.
Every outro audio for a post game show. It's a football. It looks like Jerry Rice out there.
This is big.
Get him up. What the hell is going on out there?
The Colts fifth quarter huddle.
I'll listen to every second like my life depended on it.
I just want to know who's the fucking wizard putting that together in the production studio. I mean, just so good.
Jerry, bro.
These guys inside baseball.
Oh, man. I cannot wait until we both just host a radio show, for the love of God. Just the local, the most local ass show too. Just in some weird town.
My dream job is to be a play-by-play broadcaster for like a AAA baseball team, and then during the week and during the off season when I'm not traveling with the team, to host like a midday 2-hour radio show. That's it.
Why does that sound like the best life of all time?
I really don't think I'd be happier. Like if I was doing that, I don't think I could be happier.
One more thing that would make you happier. You're the head JV baseball coach at the local high school too.
Nah, football. I want to be on the football staff.
All right, yeah, there you go.
That's a real dream come true. Just to be a DB's coach and to run to absolutely sprint from your truck onto the field when you're 40 minutes late.
From the stretch line to your little corner of the field.
Oh, dude.
DBs, DBs, DBs. Dude, the DB coach is always so cool. Even if he's not cool, you're like, well, he is the DB coach, so he must be kind of cool.
Yeah. Offense is friends with him. Wants to be friends with him.
Yeah. Long sleeve shirt, shorts, wears cleats to practice.
Yeah.
Hey, when he's demonstrating a drill. See, look, you got to get low. Hold on. Nose over toes.
Hey, maybe like you could see him letting you bum a chew off of him, you know? Or like if, hey, after practice one day, if like you're pulling up to the marathon by the school to get some gas and he happens to be there too, maybe he'll buy you a can.
Bro, I might ask Coach Schmitty for real.
You think he would? I mean,
definitely.
Probably. Dude. Like if you just kept it, you know, on the down low.
Coach Schmitty's cool. His wife's like hot and shit. That's what you base it off of? His wife's hot, dude. He probably would let me bum some dip.
He's like the guy who also went to that school and played there, and like there's just legendary stories
legend,
about him.
Dude.
You're like, legend. Don't even know. Like there's no way that could be true. You know? His junior year. He shotgunned 12 beers at 4 o'clock and then played the game later that night and picked off the quarterback 3 times. Oh, yeah, that quarterback was Jay Cutler.
No way. Yeah, dude. Scoop and score fumble on their own 6, took it back to the house, and he was drunk.
And he did the primetime high step into the end zone. Dude, they don't let, no way they don't let us celebrate.
Hey, he was suspended for the next 3 games, but they let him play anyway.
Dude.
They didn't even give him 365.
We should do, okay. We should do a video like we did for Dos Equis, the most interesting man in the world that flopped like 6 years ago.
Biggest this flop of my life.
This is this coach that we're talking about. He is the football most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Make
yeah,
a football
yeah.
one of Coach Schmitty.
Yeah. Coach Schmitty, man. The teachers talk about him. Coach Schmitty. I remember when I taught that guy, man. Hey, he was never late to class because he was that fast. Mr. Or Boyle like, never says that about any of the students, but he said he was fast though, Coach Schmitty.
Right. The hardest stiff teacher ever. And they're like, you hear from like your older brother who went to school with him at the same time, and you're like, yeah, Mr. Anderson, man, you did not want to get on his bad side. But Schmitty, he didn't even look at Schmitty. Schmitty could put his feet up on the desk, he could sleep in class. He didn't even say anything to him.
Schmitty always slept. Hey, getting his rest for the game on Friday.
They let him have two lunch periods.
What number was Schmitty, though, on the field?
Like
hey,
6.
Hey, crop jersey?
6. Crop jersey, spats?
Oh, dude, just setting the tone.
playing both ways, but was like definitely getting D1 looks as a DB.
Goofing off big time in warmups. The team they're playing on the other side doing their like jumping jacks all Dude, Schmitty was laughing at him.
Schmitty rolls out without his helmet on. Like, bandana, yep.
Coach Schmitty, bro. Living to chill.
Hey, Schmitty, they ran sprints, but Schmitty wasn't sprinting those, dude. Schmitty went at his own pace.
Schmitty had to rest his ankle.
Hey, and if you or I did that, we're getting our fucking dicks chopped off.
Not Schmitty, playing. Though,
Schmitty just trotting. Linemen are beating Schmitty. Coaches look the other way.
They laugh at him. Schmitty, guy can do whatever he wants, bro.
Hey, Schmitty's going to like the Thursday night coaches meetings at Gallagher's.
You're like, what the fuck, man? How does Schmitty have such an in? Hey, maybe did he pay him?
Maybe hooking up with the fat coach's wife.
Wait, which coach? Which coach's wife?
Definitely like the D-line or O-line coach.
Yeah.
Just like a piece of shit, but like his wife is like kind of hot, so you know she like doesn't want anything to do with him. So you and your buddies are like, I mean,
yeah. Why is he always there?
That makes sense. I mean, like, he's a stud. I'll say it. Why wouldn't she want to sleep with him instead of her fat ass husband?
But then it starts to get a little messy, and Schmitty, that's his downfall.
Yeah.
Then he like robs a house or something, and you're like, God damn it, Schmitty. You're about to be Mr. Football.
That's when it comes back to 15 years later when he's a DB coach. Everybody's like, man, Schmitty could have gone pro, dude. We thought we'd be watching Schmitty on Saturdays, but just got to him. It all got to him.
Schmitty was the first guy at your high school to wear a visor. For sure, dude. Like, bad boy. Like, whoa, dog. Like, that guy. All right. Hey, official visit to Miami of Ohio. Like, damn, dude.
Wow. I didn't know Schmitty was smart like that. That's a good school. Yeah, but
it's just because Bowling Green offered him.
Right, like he's that good, but like only Mac schools and like UIndy wanted to talk to him. Like, shouldn't this guy be going to fucking USC?
I always thought about that. I was like, bro, that guy is so much better than Mac school. What? Ball State barely even offering him?
Right.
He's tearing up 7-on-7 like a king, bro.
Preferred walk-on at Toledo?
North Texas preferred. I'm like, he could literally start at Oklahoma.
He is the best player I've ever seen.
Fastest guy ever.
Yeah, that didn't always fuck with me too.
They know something we don't know.
I was like, man.
I mean, how good do you have to be?
Here's a couple dudes on the Center Grove. Like, this is real like local inside, but like I'm sure everybody has teams like this wherever you are in the clubhouse. Like, the Center Grove team your senior year?
Insane.
Jordan Llewellyn?
Crazy.
Like, the best high school player I've ever seen. And he, like, I think he went to Miami of Ohio and moved to safety. No, he went to some Red School. I think he was Miami of Ohio.
He went to, I know exactly where he went because I was obsessed with him. Yeah, like, the best QB build ever. I'm like, this is the next Ben Roethlisberger. Went to Georgia Tech. I was like, whoa, bro. Yeah. And then transferred to like Cincinnati or something and played tight end. Quarterbacks always going to tight end.
Yeah. Yeah, he ran like a 4.4, like electric. Like 6.4, ran a 4.4. Like, that's it? Right.
And
dual threat? Bro.
I know, man. I know.
We have to take a moment.
Yeah. Can we get a moment of silence for Jordan Llewellyn?
I'm telling you, that character, though, I swear to God, man. Most interesting man in the world, Coach Schmitty.
What? What the
hey,
hell?
Hey, what song would it be?
Oh, for the intro?
Yeah, like the, well, the you know, the most interesting man in the world. It's like that.
Oh, man. I don't know. This is tough. I was thinking Bad Boys for Life.
That's for like, yeah, that's for like a late 90s Coach Schmitty. This is the 80s Coach Schmitty right here.
Is he going to play? This is a bold move.
God damn it.
Expertise. That's why I trust them to create them.
Sorry, 1980s Coach Schmitty. Copyright.
Dude. God, that song, bro. Every football coach loves that song. There's five songs every coach football coach has to have on their iPod Touch. Thunderstruck.
Yeah.
Yeah. there's four. That's one of them.
Thunderstruck, Panama. We didn't start the fire.
Oh, that's fucked. Okay. That's number one. That's the one you save when you're pulling up to the stadium in the bus. You see that height? They don't respect you.
Like some Def Leppard in there, too.
Oh, my God, bro. All right. So how long have we been recording? 2.5 hours?
42 minutes. Let's see if there's any clubbies. Getting clubbies.
Pushing tickies.
Getting clubbies. What? Pushing tickies.
What was the mimosa bar or the brunch place?
Blueberry Grill.
No. The one we made up.
Bits and tickies.
It's got a bits and ticks.
the friend of your girls who like weird like has a weird like a low voice, and then after a night of drinking, it's like literally lower than Morgan Freeman's. You're like, whoa.
Got a bits and ticks. What?
You're like, oh, yeah, I mean, let's go there.
She's hot, but like her voice is so low.
Let's see, from Benjamin says, fellas, thanks for the indie recommendations. Oh, man, this is long. Holy cow. All right, we're going to save that one and respond offline, Benjamin. Thanks, dude.
Thank you, though, yeah.
From Kenny, Danny Woodhead. What's going on, fellas? Love the podcast since day one. With the NFL season being over and the draft coming up, who is a player coming out of college football you would absolutely love for your team to redraft as a rookie? Could it be any player from the 90s, early 2000s? I would have to say Reggie Bush. Anyway, slap my ass harder than Mike Alstott's lineman mask coming at you full force. Sincerely, Ben Jarvis Green and Ellis. Any former player coming out of college, 90s, early 2000s, to draft right now.
Anybody?
For my Pittsburgh Steelers. I have two.
90s, early
Larry Fitzgerald.
Really?
Larry Fitzgerald and Patrick Mahomes.
So did they? Oh, wow, this is insane to think about this. God, who did I just love growing up?
And that was strictly just based off need and wanting to win right there. That wasn't who I loved.
No flash, baby, just fire. No flash, just fire.
Right, that's right.
I guess if I had to, I would want, who did I just despise? That's the person I always, like Ray Lewis, dude, Colts, Ray Lewis, Eddie George, run it.
That's some,
maybe,
that's some,
dude, maybe actually Amon Green instead of Eddie George, because he, I swear to God, he was, Brett Favre. Dude, Brett Favre, bro. Brett Favre, Ed Reed. I take it back.
That's pretty good. Yeah, Ed Reed.
I could play this game all day. Just picturing Brett Favre in a Colts jersey, bro. Why is it just Jim Harbaugh? Same guy.
Now those guys that throw mean chew in together.
Those guys know ball.
Copenhagen while breaking down film. Actually, Favre doesn't even watch film.
With the laser?
Favre doesn't watch film, dude. He just shows up and fucking wings it.
Doesn't even know what cover two is, bro.
From Kenny again. He just says Larry Foote.
Larry Foote, crazy name. How about your last name just being Foote? What's up, bro?
Foote.
Always got to throw me off last names. It always sounds like a normal word spelled totally different.
This is from Daniel. Subject, Wayne Chisholm's headband. Is that one that was like halfway up his head?
I don't know. Pretty sure.
It was like, how is that thing even on? Like, it was so high up that you're like, that thing's just going to explode off the back of your head any second. Says, yo, love your podcast and trying to eventually make it out to your stand-up shows. Says, GIFs. I agree with the usage of GIFs. If you overuse them, they become annoying and lose their value. That being said, my friend had to get a GIF made of him for work for some reason, and he made the mistake of sharing it with our friend group. It's like the Ben Zobrist of GIFs because it applies to so many situations, so we use it more often than usual and also as a way to roast your buddy. And he sends it in there. And he works for a company called Glassdoor, so you know it's like one of those like up and coming tech companies or whatever.
Oh yeah, dude, that's a good one though.
Then it says, bandwagon fans, I'm very passionate about this subject, especially as a Cleveland fan. For example, after LeBron made his decision in 2010 that led to the Cavs going back to the dark ages, many people stopped being fans until his return in 2014. The same thing happened again after he left to join the Lakers in 2018. All these people weren't just LeBron fans. If you're a true fan, you have to stick through the highs and the lows, no matter how brutal they are. Slap my ass like Skip to My Lou slapped Eddie House in the 2009 NBA playoffs.
Oh, man.
What a callback.
Two sick names.
What a callback.
Eddie House. Oh, high socks, just drilling threes.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's kind of the consensus with people with bandwagon fans, you know? Like, I don't know. I've always kind of been of just like, who fucking care? I just don't. Who am I to monitor? I don't fucking care. Why do you care? Yeah, like, what is the, you know?
If you care too much about somebody else's team, it's like, bro, you got a crush on them or what? Like, just come on.
Gee, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I get the highs and the lows, but at the same time, it's like, I'm rooting for a fucking sports team. Like, it's not, this isn't the Manhattan Project here, guys.
Hey, what the hell? You didn't like them last year. Now you like them again?
Hey, yeah, it's more fun. So, no, yeah, but they, I know. It's, they sucked there's last something to be year. Said about like the coming up of like, oh man, I remember it was so rough and like we made it to the top, but it's also like, that's where. And trust me, you know me, Ben, like I'm the most like we when I say our teams and stuff. But at the same time, I've conditioned myself to be like, the fuck did you do? What do you mean we?
Yeah.
I mean, you went through the, I don't know.
What are you on stuff. The team? Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. I get it. Let's see if there's any more in here. TeamTheseGuys@gmail.com. Oh, dude. Talking about burying the lead. Can we hear a little bit more about Lovers and Liars?
Lovers and Liars, bro. April 11th on the CW. After I lost on FY Island season 3, they were just like, you're on the next one. And I was like,
yeah, we fucking talked about that on this show. We were like, yeah, why is there not like, I think we literally said, why is there not that you and Casey, yeah, and it's like Girl Island.
You nailed it. Yeah. I just had to pretend I wasn't on it. But we like, so I was filming reality TV for like 8 weeks, bro.
Yeah. I'm glad that we were still able to do the show, because that's when we found out and I was down in Myrtle Beach, me and my in-laws and my wife were all like, huh, I wonder when that'll come out. Then I saw it was April 11th. I was like, holy shit. Like, he didn't have to disappear for 2 months.
No, I did. It was just all back to back. It was F-Boy Island, and then I had 1 day to go like home, and then all of Lovers and Liars, like all in a row.
Whoa.
It was like a big mind, like mental, like, damn.
Dang. Okay.
So, yeah, it was a lot. So I was just out there forever. But it's good. I'm hearing a lot of good things about it. You guys should watch. It'll be funny. Like, I don't know. There's a lot of behind the scenes, dude. Like, when we were filming, like, college football was on, and we had like 2 days off like every week, and it was just me and Casey there. So it was just like, bro, like, I know, like, I don't know, there's a lot going on, but it's just like 2 days off to watch just like Notre Dame, bro, after like being in reality TV for 6 weeks. This is like the best feeling of all time. Give me a six pack of Corona and Sam Hartman on TV, bro. It's just like,
not have cameras following you around.
Not
like
a worry in the world. We didn't have our phones. It was just the boys, bro. That's so sick.
That's so crazy. That's, man, I'm blown away by this. Like, I mean, you were away for a while on the last one, but I was like, he was away for a while on the first one. So yeah. I thought it was just season 2, but I guess it doesn't make sense since you came in like 3 episodes in or whatever. It wasn't as long for that.
Double trub, babe. Back to back.
Man.
But it'll be a good, there's a lot of good moments and stuff, I think. Trailer was cool.
I'm excited that you're the lead.
Yeah, so lead life is different.
Don't have to watch like all these other storylines that I don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah. April 11th.
Is it like a 2-episode premiere, or is it just one? Or
I don't know. I think it sounds like it's just one. That's all I've heard.
And Nikki's the host too, right? On this one?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nikki Glaser hosting.
She actually, like, I meant to tell you, she like followed me and has like commented on some of my like Seinfeld bits recently. I was like, sick. Yeah. I'm like, all right.
Dude, she's the best. Yeah.
She's coming to Indy soon. Fairly soon.
Yeah, gotta go to that, dude.
Might have to hit her up and see if we can say what's up. My father-in-law loves her. Yeah, seems dope when you're like that big of a star and like that famous, I mean.
So down to earth. It's just insane. The queen. Big,
for sure.
Big time Swifty too.
Nice. Like her even more.
You dig. Good. You dig.
Cool. Yeah. I was like meaning to jump more, run with that from the jump, and then you got me going on 74 and 77, and it kind of just hit me as we wound down here.
No prob, dog. I'll be talking all about it anyway. We had to run Coach Schmitty. Coach Schmitty's way more interesting than that.
We'll get that bit out there and it'll flop, but we'll love it. So, cool. All right. Good show. TeamTheseGuys@gmail.com is the email. These guys pod on YouTube. Subscribe. Watch us every week.
Tell a homie. Subscribe on YouTube. Watch us and add us on Apple Pods and Spotify. For sure.
And let me know. I'd like to see what you guys think Coach Schmitty's song would be. Like if he had a song that he was rolling up. Like we talked about, We Didn't Start the Fire and Bad Boys for Life and Panama by Van Halen. I want to hear what Clubhouse thinks. What old Schmitty's legendary Schmitty's song would be for most interesting coach in the world.
Coach Schmitty, bro, legend, dude.
All right, cool. You got it all. Talk to you.
Jake Plummer.
Steve Atwater. Jake DeLome.
Oh, that's good. Hey, Jake DeLome. Just unsung hero, bro. I love Jake DeLome. All right, bro.
Now we can't talk about it. All right.